We're all busy, and that's why sometimes you want a good drink and you want it fast. So strap in and hold on tight, friends. This is the 3-Minute Bartender. As I sit here admiring the sweet, pink-hued concoction in my long-stemmed cocktail glass, I can't help but wonder, is it possible to maintain my macho man cred while blissfully enjoying the girliest of girly drinks? Do real men drink Cosmos? Oh hey, sorry I got lost there for a second, tapping into my inner Carrie Bradshaw. And with good reason, since this 3-Minute Bartender is dedicated to a sleek and sexy libation made famous by Carrie and her Sex and the City cohorts, the Cosmopolitan. For real though, I did used to worry that the Broheims out there would look down on me because I like Cosmopolitans. Then one day I just, I tapped into my inner Samantha.
And I will not be judged by you or society. I will wear whatever and blow whomever I want as long as I can breathe and kneel.
And all you cretins out there who poo-poo the Cosmo is nothing more than a sissified kamikaze or an effete Cape Codder, I suggest you heed the sage advice of the New York Star's star columnist.
Maybe you have to let go of who you were.
It makes it easier.
To become who you will be.
And if you're willing to will be a cosmopolitan drinker, I'm here to help. Here's what you need. Your favorite citrus vodka. I use Absolute Citron. That's the OG. Triple Sec or Cointreau, your choice. Cranberry juice and freshly squeezed lime juice. You're also going to need a shaker, ice, a chilled cocktail glass, and a lime wedge for garnish. Combine 1.5 ounces of vodka, 1 ounce of the Cointreau or Triple Sec, 1/2 ounce of lime juice, and 1/4 ounce of cranberry. And shake it up.
Shake it up.
Strain into the chilled cocktail glass, garnish with a lime wedge, and knock a few back before heading over to the Met Gala. Ho! There are several variations to this drink. If you swap Saint Germain for Triple Sec and white cranberry juice for the red stuff, you've got yourself a white Cosmo. Use limoncello instead of lime juice to make a Cosmocello. Use gin instead of vodka. That's a London Cosmopolitan. But let me say this. For a good decade, that being the 90s, the Cosmopolitan was arguably the most popular drink in the Western world. And like most popular cocktails, there's some debate over the drink's origin. According to late great bartending legend and author Gaz Regan, the Cosmopolitan was created in 1985 by Cheryl Cook at the Strand Bar in Miami. And some folks say Hall of Fame barman Dale DeGroff first whipped one up at New York City's Rainbow Room. And let's not forget Toby Cicchini, who may very well have been the drink's baby daddy back in the late 80s when he was mixing it up at New York's Odeon. I really, really, really hope you enjoyed this episode of 3-Minute Bartender, because at the end of the day,
I am someone who is looking for love.
And finally, I'm going to leave you with a joke. A man walks into a bar in Alabama and orders a Cosmopolitan. Bartender looks at the man and says, "Not from around here, are you?" "No," replies the man, "I'm from New Hampshire." Bartender looks at him and says, "What do you do in New Hampshire?" "I'm a taxidermist," he says. Bartender looks bewildered, so the man explains, "I mount dead animals." Bartender stands back and hollers to the rest of the bar, "It's okay, boys. He's one of us." I invite you to follow me on social media, Instagram and Twitter at The Imbiber. The podcast Instagram is at WWD_podcast. Until next time, remember, if you can't be with the one you love, then just drink whatever you got.